This is the Essence Reveal Podcast, where we peel back the layers to uncover your essence brand. I'm Christina Courtright Jenkins, and I am a passionately curious essence explorer and guide, and I'm the creator of Embody Your Essence Brand. Essence is the self-aware version of your authenticity. And when it comes to your personal brand, that's not something you create. It's something you uncover and embody. And that's what we're here to do. So are you ready for the adventure of revealing your essence brand? Let's do this. This episode is brought to you by True DNA Story, the most complete DNA testing available. The information in this report could literally save your life. I've taken my report to all of my healthcare people, my doctors, naturopaths, my medicine man, my massage therapist, my chiropractor. Literally everyone on my health team and I are being able to be more proactive about my health because I want to live for a long time. There is a lot in this world that I want to experience, so I want to be proactive about my health, and my True DNA Story report is helping me do that at a level I didn't even think was possible. So check them out at truedna.com and use the discount code MYSTORY50 for a discount on the My Essentials package.
So again, that website is truedna.com. I encourage you to get that report. It could save your life.
Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to the Essence Reveal podcast, our very first episode. You know, when I was teaching school, my students would always say, "Miss J, you should have your own reality TV show or at least your own podcast." Well, here I am doing my own podcast. So thanks, kids, for all the years of encouragement. And honestly, I am so excited because even after 15 years of getting to be a part of so many essence journeys, I still get chills introducing this process because I know how transformative it can be. Not just from experience as a mentor and coach to dozens of successful leaders from around the world, but from my own experience as a human being navigating through life. So here's just a little about me. I grew up in a pretty typical American middle-class household. And that's not entirely the case, but that's the mindset. I actually had some pretty unique opportunities, including 15 moves around the United States and overseas. My family was not a military family. My dad worked for a large international company. So when we moved somewhere, we lived in the same neighborhoods as the locals. We shopped at the same stores. We went to the same church. So deep immersion into the culture of where we lived for extended periods of time is what I got to experience. All of this were significant emotional events in my life for so many reasons. I remember even as a young child, I observed people. And the thing that I learned, and honestly the most important lesson of my life, the one that has been the most influential, is I learned firsthand that no matter where people live, no matter what they look like, what language they speak, or how much money they have, I learned that everyone wants the same thing: peace, freedom, and love. I learned that people are people and that we have more similarities than differences. And I learned to have a deep love for people and their cultures. So fast forward to my mid-20s, and in the early 2000s, my husband and I built a successful business that made us a lot of money, but we did not even know what to do with that newfound wealth. I mean, these were skills we had never been taught. And so what did we do, and where did we go for advice? What did we do to grow into our newfound wealth? Well, we went to other people, and looking back, I see that most of them were also pretty new to this wealth game. So we muddled around doing what rich people told us to do, and we were told invest in real estate, but we weren't told how, and we didn't even know enough to know what questions to ask about how. So with money in our pockets and stars in our eyes and bright hopes for the future and a lot of naivete, no mentorship, and no experience, we invested in real estate, and that, my friends, was in 2007. And so when the bubble popped in 2008, our net worth plummeted into the negatives. And so did everyone else's. which is why our biggest business client outsourced their engineering overseas, leaving us with not only a negative net worth from the real estate bubble popping, but with very little income to make up for it in our business. And of course, under so much stress, our marriage started to crumble. Everything seemed to be falling apart. But no one could tell. On the outside, everything still looked perfect. I had an amazing engineer husband, beautiful kids, and a lovely life. And at this point, having lost most of our financial security, I needed to get a job. And the story of me getting this job is super cool, and I'll share it in another episode. But I was blessed with a teaching job, and I started teaching middle and high school orchestra. And I promise there will be more on music and being a musician that will come up in future episodes as well. You might not believe it, but working with those students is what inspired me to really start changing lives. I loved teaching orchestra. I loved those students. And I realized that it takes a very special kind of crazy to love teaching middle school, but it filled my soul. I could feel my essence, even though I didn't have vocabulary for it at the time. It was burning with joy inside me. And I knew that helping people become more successful and fulfilled is what I was born to do. So I started looking for validation. While teaching school during the day, at night I was the student. I got countless coaching certificates, trainings, and accolades, and I spent countless hours and dollars that I really didn't have gathering all the trappings of everyone else's idea of how to help people become successful. And did they help me become more successful? Absolutely not. That might surprise you, but even though that was all really helpful information and definitely validating, it didn't help me become more of myself. And the result, with all that validation under my belt, I started a wellness business and I consistently attracted the wrong clients. The business did okay. I mean, once again, on the outside, I wore all the trappings of a super successful life and I had gotten what it was safe to want, what my category said I could have. More on categories in future episodes. And speaking of categories, can we talk about my hair? So as I look back through my photos, my hair is the one outward thing that really embodies all the wandering around I did to find myself. I was told very young that long hair, a pretty face, and a decent body were the most important currency I had, and cutting my hair was social suicide as a woman. I remember as a teenager pulling my hair back and thinking I would look great with short hair. But according to my category, really short hair on a woman was a no-go. But really short blue and white hair, that was so far out, I was sure I'd get kicked out of the pack. Okay. Back to the main story, but more on my hair in future episodes, I promise. So even though things looked great from the outside, I didn't feel successful. I was barely hanging on. I was burned out, disillusioned, and constantly doubting myself. Where were the things I actually cared about? I wondered, where is the adventure in life, the passion, the new experiences, the freedom, the money? So finally, I stopped looking. I figured out how to apply all the knowledge I had gained and was teaching successfully to others, and I applied it to myself in a new way. And that's when I discovered it, my essence. It wasn't easy. In fact, it felt like I was excavating my soul. But I knew I was onto something big because I hadn't felt this good for decades. So as I peeled back the layers, everything that I thought was missing became clear. As I became more and more myself, more and more opportunities appeared. I began to truly enjoy my life as I gathered the things and experiences that brought me joy. People were attracted to me because I was happy and fulfilled. Knowing myself made it easier to reveal myself through better communication and empowering leadership, which helped me attract more clients, build wealth, and form fulfilling relationships. My essence became my brand, and my ability to impact my corner of the universe grew exponentially as I showed up in my essence. The reason that I had been attracting clients that weren't a good fit before was because I was trying to be a role instead of being me. I just kept believing the lie of act as if, even if it wasn't working. Have you ever believed that lie before? That act as if lie? What I want for you more than anything is to experience an abundant life full of peace, freedom, and love. And I know that this comes from embodying your essence brand. So you might be wondering, what is essence? Well, the dictionary defines it as the intrinsic nature of something that determines its character. So lots of people are using the word in different ways, and I define it as aware authenticity. And I'll say more about that in a second. The next question I often get asked is, how does essence differ from authenticity? And let's be real. How many times have you heard that authenticity is the key to success in life, leadership, and business? Be authentic. Well, it's a nice sentiment and it's not wrong, but honestly, what does it even mean? And even if you figure it out, is it really going to help? Let's think about it. A toddler is authentic, but would you leave them alone in the house? How about hire them, give them a promotion or a big raise? Of course not. I mean, you may have the cutest, sweetest, most authentic toddler in the world, but that doesn't qualify them to run your household. This is my definition of essence, aware authenticity. So be aware and be authentic. So what about confidence? I mean, you've heard all your life that confidence opens doors, but where does confidence come from? Confidence comes from believing in yourself, and believing in yourself comes from knowing yourself and really knowing your essence. And that, my friends, is the purpose of this podcast. So please consider me your guide and companion on this adventure, this treasure hunt, where the treasure is you, your essence. In this podcast, we're going to work on peeling back the layers around our essence and learn more about how our essence can be the most powerful and transformative brand possible. So the first thing I want to do with you each and every time at the beginning of each episode is to take an essence breath, which I'll teach you how to do in this episode, and what I call PEMS, which is your essence compass check-in. It's when you get in touch with yourself and rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 on your P, physical, E, emotional, M, mental, and S, spiritual feeling right now. I believe in being in touch with yourself and gathering data about yourself, and this simple rating will give you data. And there's never any judgment, only awareness. So let's take two long breaths and check in on our PEMS essence compass. So just take note of where you are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I want to teach you my number one technique for getting centered and back into your essence. It's called the essence breath. Sometimes when people say, take a deep belly breath, they extend out horizontally, pushing their bellies out. But with an essence breath, it's a long breath that moves vertically from root to crown. Visualize it like a spring extending up instead of out. Just take a few of those breaths, long breaths. And now if you want to up-level that breath, try tightening the muscles inside your body from root to crown as you inhale, like you're chasing that breath or gently pushing it upward. Then when you exhale, release those muscles moving downward toward the root. And if you want to up-level even more, hold for a few seconds at the top and at the bottom of that breath. Just taking a few of these breaths will get you centered and in essence fast. So let's take a few of them. Close your eyes and breathe. And now, let's check in on your PEMS Essence Compass again. Does it feel different? This week, try that technique whenever you feel fear, anxiety, depression, or anger. I'd love to hear your feedback on how the Essence Breath is working for you. So just go ahead and consider this a personal invitation to email me at hello@embodyyouressencebrand.com. And for more goodies, go ahead and check out my website at embodyyouressencebrand.com. And remember to follow this podcast on whatever listening platform you use. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see ya in a couple of weeks.